All right, let's dive straight in today. We've got a really big safety alert to unpack, one that frankly needs immediate attention if you're using certain vans.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about a major global safety recall here.
Specifically for Toyota's very popular models, the ProAce and the ProAce Verso. These are everywhere, commercial use, passenger use.
And this is exactly why getting these official notices synthesized quickly is so important for owners. I mean, we're not talking about a small issue here.
No, definitely not a minor glitch.
When a manufacturer like Toyota issues something this big and it's being monitored, in this case by the German KBA, the Transport Authority, well, people need clarity fast.
Right. They need to know the scale, the seriousness. You mentioned the risk potential vehicle failure. That sounds pretty serious.
It is potentially catastrophic, actually. So owners need a clear path, you know, what exactly to do next based on the official facts.
Okay, so that's our mission for this deep dive. We're pulling out the key facts directly from those official notices. Which specific cars? What is the actual danger, like the technical problem? And crucially, what are the exact steps an owner needs to take?
Let's nail that down.
So, starting with the scope, it's the Toyota Prius and the passenger version, the ProAce Verso,
Right.
and the number involved. It's huge. The recall covers 166,018 vans worldwide.
166,000.
Yeah.
That's a significant chunk of their fleet for these models. It represents a massive logistical undertaking for Toyota.
And it's not like it was just one bad month of production either.
No, far from it. The production window they've identified is vehicles made between March 3rd, 2016, and July 8th, 2022.
Wow, okay. March 2016 to July 2022. That's over 6 years of production.
Exactly. So if you own a ProAce or ProAce Verso from that entire period, you really can't just assume yours is fine. That date range is the first critical flag for everyone listening.
Okay, 6 years, 166,000 vehicles. Let's get into the why. What's the actual fault? The source mentions corrosion.
Yeah, that's the trigger. Specifically, corrosion on the bushing of the front control arm.
All right, so for those of us not under the car every weekend, the front control arm. What does that do, and why is a bit of rust on a bushing such a big deal?
Okay, think of the control arm as a really fundamental part of your suspension. It's basically the main link connecting your front wheel assembly to the vehicle's frame.
Right, holds things together.
Yeah, it manages all the up and down movement, handles cornering forces, keeps the wheel pointed straight. It's critical for steering and stability.
And the corrosion isn't on the big arm itself.
No, that's the key detail. The worry is about the connection point, the bushing, which is like a cushiony interface, and crucially, the mounting bolt that secures that whole connection.
Ah, the bolt.
That's where the corrosion is the problem. It weakens that bolt over time. Think about rust. It just eats away at the metal's integrity.
And that control arm is under constant stress,
Yep.
right? Bumps, turns.
Exactly, heavy loads. So if that mounting bolt is compromised by corrosion, eventually, under stress, it can just break, snap.
Okay, so what happens then if that bolt breaks while you're driving?
Well, the official warning is stark. It says a breakage may result in unpredictable vehicle behavior.
Unpredictable. That sounds bad.
It means you could instantly lose control. The suspension on that side essentially collapses. The wheel isn't properly connected or aligned anymore.
So the van could suddenly swerve, or you just can't steer.
Could be either a violent pull to one side or complete loss of steering control. Especially dangerous at speed, obviously. This isn't just a defect, it's a critical safety risk. Life-threatening.
Wow. All from potential rust on one small bolt and bushing, holding the front end of a potentially loaded van together.
It really highlights how critical even small components are in vehicle design and safety. Tiny failure point, massive consequences.
So what's the fix? They can't just scrape the rust off, I assume?
No, definitely not. The remedy is complete replacement of the potentially faulty parts. The source specifies authorized workshops will replace the control arm bolts and bushings.
So new bolts, new bushings, take out the old, potentially corroded ones, put in new ones.
Exactly. Presumably, components made with better materials or improved corrosion protection to prevent this happening again, they're removing the weak link.
Okay. Now, with something this widespread, regulators must be involved. You mentioned the KBA.
Yes, the Kraftfahrtbundesamt, that's Germany's Federal Motor Transport Authority, they're monitoring this recall closely.
And why is that important for the owner listening? Do they need to know the KBA?
Well, the KBA ensures Toyota actually follows through and completes the recall properly. But for an owner, knowing the official codes can be helpful.
Codes.
Yeah, reference numbers. They help track the specific recall action. The KBA reference number is 15442R.
Okay, 15442R.
And Toyota's own internal code for this campaign is CI25016.
CI25016. Got it.
You probably won't need these day to day, but if you're talking to a service center, especially if there's any confusion, quoting these codes ensures everyone's on the same page about the exact recall work needed.
Right, ensures they do the right fix. And the KBA published the details for this one on
October 22, 2025, according to the source material.
October 22nd, 2025. Okay. So let's shift to the practical advice. What does an owner do right now if their Pro Ace or Verso falls in that 2016 to 2022 window? Step one is clear. You need to contact a Toyota dealer or a workshop that is officially authorized by Toyota to perform these kinds of repairs. Okay, an official channel, not just any mechanic.
Critically important. But here's a really important nuance, something the source material emphasizes.
No.
Even though we have this huge number, 166,000 vehicles, and this wide six-year date range, the recall notice says it may not apply to all vehicles produced in a given period.
Hang on. If the problem corrosion on this bolt is widespread enough for 166,000 units, why would it apply to every van made in those years? Why the uncertainty?
That's a great question. It points to the complexity of modern car manufacturing. It's rarely a simple all or nothing.
Okay.
Think about supply chains. Over 6 years, Toyota might have used slightly different bolts or bushings from different suppliers, or batches made with slightly different processes.
Ah, so some batches might be fine, others not.
Exactly. Or maybe the issue is more prevalent in vehicles built in one specific factory versus another. Or perhaps it only affects vans with certain options, like a particular engine or suspension setup that puts different stresses on that component.
Right. There can be variations even within the same model year. Precisely. So the only way to know for sure if your specific van needs the fix is the next mandatory step. The owner must provide their vehicle's VIN code, the vehicle identification number, that unique code on the dashboard or door jamb.
Yep. You give that VIN to the authorized dealer or workshop. They check it against Toyota's detailed production records.
And that tells them definitively.
It tells them if this specific potentially faulty batch of components was installed on your particular vehicle. It also lets them check if the recall work has maybe already been done, which is super important if you bought the van used.
Okay, so you can't just rely on the model year. You absolutely have to check the VIN.
It's the crucial step. It bridges the gap between the huge global alert and your individual vehicle. Right. That makes sense. So the big number gets everyone's attention, but the VIN check provides this specific diagnosis. Vital distinction. Your immediate action then, find your VIN, call an authorized Toyota service center, mention the KBA code maybe, 15442R if needed. That's the process.
All right, let's do a quick recap before our final thought. We're talking about a major safety recall for the Toyota Proace and Proace Verso.
Affecting potentially 166,018 vehicles worldwide.
Built between March 2016 and July 2022.
The danger is corrosion on the front control arm bushing's mounting bolt.
Which can break, leading to unpredictable vehicle behavior, loss of control.
The fix involves replacing those bolts and bushings at an authorized workshop.
And the critical step for owners is contacting that workshop with your VIN to confirm if your specific van needs the repair.
Perfect summary.
Okay, so thinking bigger picture now.
Well, connecting back to what we discussed, this huge, costly global recall spanning years of production. It all stems from potential failure at one tiny connection point, a bolt and a bushing.
Yeah, the scale versus the source of the problem is striking.
And the failure mechanism is corrosion. Rust, something engineers obviously try very hard to prevent on suspension components designed to last in all sorts of environments. It raises a really interesting question, I think.
Which is?
If a bit of rust on this tiny spot can ground 166,000 vans globally, what does that imply about the incredible challenge of ensuring material robustness and corrosion protection for every single critical component across millions of vehicles year after year?
Protecting against everything from salty winter roads to humid coastal air.
Exactly. How do you guarantee that level of protection down to the specific metallurgy or coating of one small bolt across such a vast production scale and time frame? It makes you wonder about the specific material science choices made years ago for that tiny part, and how they led unexpectedly to this massive consequence down the line.
That's a fascinating point. The immense ripple effect from a potential vulnerability in one small, seemingly simple component. Something to definitely think about regarding manufacturing resilience.
It's the kind of detail that often gets lost in the headline numbers.
Indeed. Well, thank you for breaking down this alert with such clarity. For everyone listening, please use this information, check your vehicle if it falls in that window, and take the necessary steps. Stay safe out there.
Absolutely.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive.